Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The week is drawing to a close without a new coronavirus relief package from Washington. That's bad news for laid-off workers from Massachusetts. The state has the highest unemployment rate in the nation. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports the state's congressional delegation is worried about benefits expiring unless there's a deal soon.
The CARES Act sailed through Congress in March with bipartisan support for an extra $600 a week for anyone collecting unemployment. But those payments are about to stop, and Republicans, who control the Senate and White House, are balking at an extension.
Republicans are playing a very dangerous game with Americans' lives.
This is Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who's vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus.
20 million Americans will see their weekly income fall by half if the Republicans allowed these unemployment benefits to expire.
That's according to a New York Times estimate. No state would be hit harder than Massachusetts, with its 17.4% unemployment rate, more than 6 points higher than the national average. Republicans point out that the extra $600 a week allows some people to collect more than they made when working. Congresswoman Lori Trahan, a Lowell Democrat, says her party may be open to a compromise that lowers the payment.
Absolutely, we should be having that discussion, right? You know, I'm open to tweaks, but letting the benefit expire or dwindling it down to a place where it's no benefit at all will have long-lasting and devastating effects.
Trahan says she's concerned about effects on the Massachusetts economy and public health. Laid-off workers won't be left with nothing if the extra payments run out. They'll still get the state's standard unemployment benefit, which amounts to about half of their regular earnings. Congressman Stephen Lynch, a South Boston Democrat, says they shouldn't have to settle for that.
I'm optimistic. I think that because of the way some of these southern states are now lit up with coronavirus, they realize that their constituents are in a difficult position. And so I think that's helping the argument over in the Senate.
Lynch is betting lawmakers from red states will want to send extra help to their own communities, especially with fall elections approaching. And a new federal relief package would also benefit unemployed workers in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.